What's up, After Buzzers? You are now tuned in to the America's Got Talent Champions After Show. On the show, we're going to be talking about amazing singing, fun dance acts, and a professional regurgitator. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Princess, are you not feeling it?
I'm so stupid.
You are now tuned in to the America's Got Talent Champions After Show, Season 1, Episode 4. How do you guys feel about this episode?
I feel like a lot of great singers came out of this episode. Some stuff was coming out of someone else's mouth that didn't make me too happy. But I feel like overall the singers really took this episode for me.
Yes. But before we dive in, of course, we have to begin with introducing ourselves. I'm your host, Tyra Prude. Who else do I have on panel with me?
What's up, y'all? I'm Megan Lynn.
Hey, guys. I'm Princess.
Amazing. So, okay, back to overall thoughts. What did you think about the show, Princess?
I think the singers definitely took this episode, and I wish that we had a camera to see, like, all of our faces during the regurgitator. We were all like...
I couldn't look.
I was like this. I was shielding my face.
No.
Yeah, it was definitely crazy. I totally agree. We had a lot of great singers. We had a few cool, like, magic show acts, I guess. Mm-hmm. A little weird, but they were pretty cool. But the singing definitely took the cake this episode. So since we're talking about it, let's just go ahead and get into it. So who was your top person for this episode as far as singing?
Oh, my gosh. I had a few. I really liked... our golden buzzer girl, Ketchy. We'll talk about her a little bit later. And then Brian, Justin Crumb. I was really happy with both of them. They were really powerhouses, and they really killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I thought they were both very solid. They had so much control, and I think that they are definitely some of the better singers that we've heard this season, so they did a great job.
For sure. So what about the Texas Tenors? How did you guys feel about them? The Texas Tenors were on season 4, and they ended in 4th place. How do you guys feel about them?
We're really bringing back the opera classical music into the mainstream, but I really liked them because, well, for one, they sang some English, which I can understand, and I feel like I can connect so much better when I understand what they're saying. Opera's really beautiful, but when it's in Italian, it's harder for me to connect emotionally to it. But I thought they had a really nice blend of all their voices, and it was really pretty.
Yeah, I thought they all had great voices, but... I feel like we've had this issue just throughout this season. Like, people just aren't bringing it. Like, this is the champions. Everyone's going to bring their A game. And I think their song... And Brian, he sang a slow song. So it's possible to do it and do it well. But I think this just didn't do them justice.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I feel that their act was good, but it wasn't good enough. They didn't bring that champion, you know, energy. It was more just like, oh, you know, I'm here, happy to be back, missed you guys kind of act.
Really? I really thought they were so good.
Really?
They were really powerful. They had a great blend. I think the thing was, this was very much a music-heavy show. And had they been with another group of contestants, they may have done a little bit better, at least made it into the top 3.
Maybe. I mean, they did have great harmonizing at the end. Like, I was like, okay, I'm finally kind of in it. But I don't know. I was just kind of bored by it. I mean, I guess...
Okay, whatever.
No, I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate it. But I mean...
I'm kidding.
You know, I think they could have done a little bit better. Yes. Okay. So, back to Ketchy. So, she was, first of all, amazing. She was the finalist in 2017, and her story was very heartfelt. She got into a plane crash when she was younger. She was out of 109 people, 107 died, and she was the only kid from her school or class to survive. So automatically you're in tears just hearing about her story, and then she comes on and does this amazing performance. What did you guys think about it?
She did such a fabulous job, and I think we talked about it, Megan. She's more than just a story. Like, sometimes it's the story that touches you more. But I think with her, she actually had a great voice. Like, story aside, I feel like she could go on American Idol or The Voice or, you know, just another singing show and do really, really well. She had so much control. She didn't have her low. Sometimes with singers, they'll have like low moments where it kind of drags, but she just kept my attention the whole time. So I thought she did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when you look back at her first audition tape, she didn't really have the confidence that she has now, and I feel like she's really come into her own, and the strength that she has mm-hmm. as a survivor really shows in her voice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. I totally agree. And it's crazy because I thought she was a goner. Like, I don't know if you remember, Simon pretty much was just like, you know, I didn't really like it. And then he goes, I loved it. And everybody's like, oh my God. And then he hits the golden buzzer.
So bad.
And I wasn't expecting it. I was just like, oh, here. Because all night, let's not, I mean, he's been giving people a lot of thumbs downs all night. Sure. So when he said that today, I was just like, oh wow, pretty harsh. And then he said he loved it and golden buzzer, and what do you know, she's mm-hmm. going to the finals.
Yeah, he doesn't do that too often. Usually he's just a jerk and sticks with it, and I was like, wow, that was such a jerk.
Yeah, you said that while we were watching.
He could have at least been a little bit nicer about it. Yeah. But then afterwards it was really funny, yeah. and I appreciated it.
It was beautiful, and then like she was just so like humble and just moved by it. She was in tears. Like mm-hmm. Simon, I've never seen him so compassionate. Like he got on the stage, mm-hmm. gave her a hug, kissed her on the forehead. I was just like, this is just like a beautiful moment.
Yeah, I love seeing kind of the dad side of Simon. Yeah. I feel like it comes out from time to time, especially with some of the older contestants that he had relationships mm-hmm. with.
But this one, like, I've never seen him just come on stage, though. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
It was
pretty cool. But yeah, she was amazing. And then, of course, Brian Justin Crum, amazing performance. I really liked his performance because you could just really see his growth. Like, he mm-hmm. talks about in his previous season, he was the finalist in season 11. He came in fourth place. And he pretty much talks about how he didn't think he honed who he was. And in this episode, you really saw that he knew who he was. And he was here to serve and, you know, blow us out of the park. What do you guys think?
I think that is such an important trait. I think that's something that we've been talking about throughout the season, is when you come into, you know, who you are as a talent and you know who you are, it's like on top of the confidence, on top of the talent, you just bringing yourself to the table. I think it really makes all the difference. Like, I loved his look, the 80s vibe.
Yeah.
And you could just tell he was so comfortable and so confident. Mm-hmm. And he really brought that to the table. Like we said earlier, like the singers really took it tonight. Like, it was mm-hmm. all about the singing. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And with that confidence, I think something Simon and Melby consistently critique is you didn't make that song your own. You didn't take that risk. But because he has the confidence to take risks, he did. Mm-hmm. We see Your Song by Elton John, as he's saying, mm-hmm. covered on every single talent show. I've seen it on X Factor, American Idol, America's Got Talent before. But he really brought it to a bigger place. He made mm-hmm. it a really powerful ballad. And yeah. I think he killed it.
Yeah, he definitely killed it. But, of course, we love the singers, but there were a lot of other great, amazing acts. But before we get into that, we just want to share our appreciation to you guys and let you guys know we love you guys. We love you guys for continuing to tune in to us. And, Princess, do you want to give them more information on how they can tune in?
Absolutely. So again, we just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And so for us to continue to grow, we could really use your guys' help. So if you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much for all three of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our show.
Yes. Y'all, we have a lot to talk about tonight, and we love hearing from you. So join us in the chat and let us know what your thoughts were about tonight's episode.
Definitely. 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 Okay. So let's just get back into it now. The dancers on the show. So we had the Moonlight Brothers mm-hmm. and we had Kenichi Abina. What did you guys think about their acts?
Kenichi was my favorite. When he did the torso thing, whatever it is that he did,
separated his torso from his legs.
I was like,
blew me away.
Right, it was amazing. I thought the guys, I thought they were cute. So I'm not going to say too many bad things about them, but Kenichi blew me away. Like the head thing, which we've all seen before, but like the torso, I was like, I don't know what to do with myself now.
Yeah. He's not just a dancer. He's like a magician, too.
And that's what makes him so unique. I really loved like the thought that he put into his performance. Like, it wasn't just like a traditional, you know, dance act. It was like he was in a video game with himself and he had to like defeat the gamer who was trying to crush him or whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool and unique within itself. And of course, all of his like crazy I don't know, body movements literally just like brought it all together. But it was a really good performance. I really loved it.
Mm-hmm. He did get critiqued for it being a very visual, kind of almost overproduced performance, which I kind of get because the graphics were really overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're just one person, it's nice to have that entire environment around you. And he told a story through it, which was fun, too.
Yeah, I honestly didn't agree with that comment. I thought it was amazing. I thought it enhanced his performance. He not necessarily needed it, but I don't know. I thought it was put together really well. I didn't think it was a distraction. I clearly saw what was going on. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, of course, everyone has their own opinion.
I feel like it might be a production thing, too, because if you're there sitting in front of it can be really overwhelming because the stage can almost swallow him up with all of the graphics and visuals.
Yeah.
But I feel like whether you're watching on TV and they use those tight shots or if they had monitors up where they zoomed in more on what he was doing, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends on where you are and how you watch his performance.
Maybe. Yeah. I still think it was amazing. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I will say there was a little bit of a lull, and I don't know if that was intentional, but the rest of it, I think, made up for it, especially compared to the other guys, who, again, I won't say anything negative about.
I will. Right, let's just go ahead and dive into it, because we're not giving them a pass because they were attractive.
No. They were super in sync and on beat, but same time, I have a lot of guy friends who are like swimmers and divers, and they can do all of those flips and tricks. And what really got me was the transitions were kind of sloppy. It wasn't fluid from one movement to the next, so it was just kind of pulling a lot of pop culture references, you know, the flossing and things like that are really popular, but it didn't all come together.
Yeah, I agree. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Simon even said, he was just like, I feel like you guys didn't bring it. Like, it was cool, but it was not champion worthy. It was, I don't know, walking down, you know, Hollywood, the Walk of Fame, I've seen more better street acts than that. Mm-hmm. So I was just really kind of just like, they made it this far. No offense. I mean, they were great. But I wasn't impressed, and it didn't surprise me that they didn't make it to the next step in the competition.
Yeah, I mean, their looks aside, I mean, I don't know. I've never been to Denmark, but I can agree with you. Like, I used to go to school in New York, and you see subway dancers that are flipping off of doors and poles and stuff. So I see where you guys are coming from. They probably were the best of Denmark, you know, the best of that season.
Yeah.
But coming here where we have street performers that are flipping off of, I don't know, objects, it is a little bit of a stiffer competition here.
Part of it might have been also relying on past success and not getting into the competition mindset where, okay, I'm with a new group of people and I have to bring it. I have to prove myself again.
True.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. They were still kind of like on that high of already winning. So it was just like, oh, we're going to kill it in America too. But it's just like, no. There's other people who have amazing talents also. So I don't know. I think they will still like be successful in where they're from. But, you know, coming to America's Got Talent champions, they could have brought it a little harder.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah. But cool. So, I mean, that wraps up the dancers. How did you guys feel about the comic acts? For instance, Drew Lynch. He was the runner-up of in 2015. Season 10. What did you guys think about him?
I loved his story and I admired his bravery. I don't know what it is with the comics. They're just not landing for me.
Yeah.
Some of the jokes were funny, you know, and I get that he wanted to incorporate his disability, and I respect that and I think that's great, but at the same time it's like, I don't know. This whole season, I just haven't been connecting with the comics. I don't know.
I mean, he can't help but stutter, so it's good that he embraces that in his performance and he doesn't let it stop him from doing that because, as we've talked about before, comedy really takes a lot of guts and takes a lot of courage to get up on stage and do that, especially when you have a speaking disability like he does. Mm-hmm. And I giggled, but it wasn't like rolling on the floor laughing, and that's what I want out of a comedy show when I think of the great kind of John Mulaney comics, stand-up comedian acts, like the specials you see on Netflix, I'm in tears laughing and I want to show all my friends. But that was like, okay, you're funny, but I need more.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think it could have been a good performance if he just had more. Like, he kind of just left us like, that's it. Like, I don't know. If he probably would have helps creating more content or whatever you do to prepare as a comedian, I think maybe the crowd and the judges would have reacted better than what they did. But I mean, overall, like, he had an amazing story, and then I thought it was really cool. Well, cool and awkward that he was actually competing against the person that beat him, Paul Zerdin. Mm-hmm. I thought that was hilarious. But even with that, it's just like, maybe, I don't know, knowing that he was there, or I don't know if he did know he was there, he probably would have, I would have personally brought it a little harder, knowing that the person that beat me, you know, is in the same running as I am again.
And I wonder if part of the reason why these jokes aren't really landing for us and taking us there is just the format, because it's only maybe, what, 2-3 minutes? That's Does that sound about right? And so it's a lot of short stories, and I feel like, you know, in the Netflix longer specials, I'm going to go back to John Mulaney because he's my favorite comedian. I think he's amazing. It's long, fluid stories that transition from next to next, and he's probably spending anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes on one bit. But it's just a progression, and I feel like you don't have that, and it's a little bit more stagnant from this joke to the next when you're in that format.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But overall, it was a great performance, and I mean, I enjoyed him, but I didn't think he was champion worthy.
Yeah, I agree.
He didn't bring it.
Yeah, he didn't. So speaking of Paul Zerdin, he was the season 10 winner, and he is a ventriloquist. How did you guys like his performance? I personally really enjoyed it. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I like Darcy Lynn better, and I think she kind of set the bar really high and, like, set the standard because she sang, and she had the doll with her. Like, after watching her, it's like, well, can you sing? Can you make your doll sing?
But he made his doll hum while he was beatboxing at the same
time.
That's
true.
I've never seen that before.
That's what I thought was very unique about him, because you always see that. You always see them singing with their doll or, like, doing, like, little cute, you know, well, puppets, I'm sorry. Cute, like, acts. But this one was just impressive personally, just as him as a artist in his craft. Like, I was just like, how are you doing this? How are you humming and beatboxing at the same time? That takes, like, special skill. How do you sit and practice that? I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was, I mean, like, Darcy Lynn, of course, she's amazing also. But, like, he kind of took it to a whole nother level as far as people who performed with puppets.
Yeah, he was also very comedic. He had a great banter, I think, going back and forth with the puppet. And it was very quick transitioning between him talking and the puppet talking, which I thought was impressive. And I feel like Darcy Lynn relies more on kind of the cuteness factor and also her great voice, because she's awesome. She's a rock star. But it's nice to kind of have the more adult take on it that was a little bit more comedic.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it might have been just the production value of Darcy's performance. I was just wowed versus him. I thought he was cool, and it obviously, like, the talent it takes to be able to do that. But I'm team Darcy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're looking for a champion, and I don't think it's him, but I'm still very impressed.
Yeah, okay. I will say what he did was impressive, but if he would have enhanced his performance, it would have been a little better. Like, he had the talent, but he didn't have the execution. Maybe that's what it was.
I think so.
Speaking of that, do you guys agree with Simon? He was pretty much just like, I mean, it was good, but I didn't see any progress from when you were here before. And honestly, that's true, coming just because of the simple fact he was season 10 winner. So it was just like, we've seen you do better in a way, and you came and didn't really, I don't know.
I think a part of that is you have more time on America's Got Talent, and you're competing against less people for more positions, whereas everyone's competing for two positions, really one if you don't get the golden buzzer. And so I feel like they don't always get in the right mindset that there's a lot of competition and they need to put their very best forward. They can't rely on having more time to take it one step further and one step further. They need to give everything they have and then be ready to give more if they move on.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been the issue this whole season, just across the board, is people have been, especially I think winners, have been kind of relying on it. We know that you're talented, but everyone in this competition is talented. You've got to be that much better and bring it that much harder. So I think that's just been an issue this season in general.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just have not been impressed. Like, even with this episode, it took a little while for it to, like, build up. Like, I was like, okay, when is it going to get exciting?
Yeah, I think it might have been a matter of who they pulled to compete against each other, mm-hmm. because I feel like we had a bit more variety and a bit more really out there performances. I expected more from the previews of this episode for it to be a little more exciting, on the edge of your seat, a little more danger, a little more loss, things along those lines.
Maybe that's what it was. It just wasn't a good variety.
It was very, like, music, art, dance heavy. It was very theatrical.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, overall, it was a great performance, but it could have been a little better. So, how do you guys feel about Tape Face? Tape Face was on America's Got Talent season 11. He was a finalist. I personally thought it was very creepy and just weird and... I don't know.
What I don't do you get know? It. I don't see the talent there because you're relying on other people to perform for you. Mm-hmm. And you're lucky because you have someone who's, like, awkward and fun, like Howie Mandel and Terry Crews, who's obviously going to completely sell it if you make him do, like, a striptease show.
Right. But it was like he used other people to... he did use other people to be his... to help him, I don't know, make it to the next round. And it was just... He didn't show his talent. He just showed that he was able to put people on the spot to get the crowd going.
And I guarantee it wouldn't have been the same thing if he pulled some rando from the audience. Like, with Terry Crews, that's you true. Know what you're going to get. He's the host of the show. He's good at his job. He's hysterical. He's a showman.
Yeah.
Like, of course he's going to bring it, but I need you to give me something other than covering your mouth with duct tape.
It was like a... I was...
Harsh, man.
Sorry. I mean, if dude's not going to talk to defend himself, then I'm just going to keep going.
It was like... I enjoyed... I think Terry's performance made that performance. And I was telling Tyra, I was like, this is reminding me of Edward Scissorhands. And I enjoyed that more. I think Edward would have been more entertaining. But he has a fan base, so there's clearly... a crowd for what he does. I think we're just not that crowd.
I was just completely confused throughout the whole performance. Yeah, I was just waiting for that and then afterwards it was just like, oh, okay, you know, I wasn't really impressed. But yeah, that was amazing. But let's get into just like some general acts that we had. We had Issy Simpson. She was on Britain's Got Talent season 11 in 2017, and she was the runner up. She did a kind of magic act performance. How did you guys feel about it?
I loved her performance, and I loved her confidence. Some of the judges kind of said, oh, she's bossy. I told you at the table, I don't like when people say that about little girls. Like,
I don't like when people say that about women.
Yeah, like no one, it's this double standard, but I won't get into that. But getting off my soapbox, I thought she did an amazing job. I'm excited to see how she grows, and I think that she's a boss already, and I'm excited to see her become more of a boss. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really enjoyed her performance.
Yeah, she's cute, and I like that you don't normally see younger magicians. They're more well-developed, and so I think she's got a long way to go, and it just goes to show she's going to be that much better when she reaches their age. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we do see a lot of magic tricks in that vein. We don't normally see the things like last week when someone made Heidi Klum levitate. I feel like you need to do something out there that's different from the norm to really make it in the magic field.
Yeah, she was cute, adorable, but I was just like, oh, this is not, like, champion worthy. Like, she was great. It was really cool, but I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of bored with the magician acts already. Like, it's literally been consistent every episode, and they all kind of do the same exact thing. So it was just like, oh, okay, once again, they guess the word. Oh, cool. Like, it was just kind of... blah to me.
Yeah, she was kind of a victim of being where she was in the lineup. At this point, we are 4 episodes in, and we've seen that same act in every episode. It's always, oh, I guess you were picked the, you know, King of Hearts or whatever it is, you know? So it kind of, like I said, it kind of sucks because it's like, it wasn't her fault she's in episode 4.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know, against the champions, you got to bring it.
Yeah, same. I definitely think maybe she could have been, like, episode 1-ish. Because even with the other, like, acts, they were still a little more entertaining than her performance was. So maybe she needed to be in that, you know, beginning round. So then as we, like, just to continue to see progression. Because I feel like it's just going kind of down from what we saw in the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, again, she's such a boss lady. So I'm sure she's got a couple other business ideas on the side. sides.
Yeah, I'm not worried. Like, she's young. She's going to do her thing. Like, yeah. I know she will be amazing. But just for this type of competition, I didn't personally think that, you know, I wasn't upset that she's not moving on. It was just like, you know, you have all your life, girl. Like, come up with some new stuff, and maybe we'll see you next time if there's another Champions or something like that.
Okay.
But, okay, the person that I've been dying to talk about, Stevie Starr, the professional regurgitator.
Y'all, I was trying to eat my dinner. I had a nice slice of pizza in front of me, and I just had to put that up because I wanted to regurgitate it. It was so gross.
I had to look away from most of their performance. I was just like, I can't do this. And then the knife, I respected Simon for buzzing it because he was honest. I didn't want to see that
either. Okay, but Simon made a very bad call when the second he swallows a razor blade down his throat, he hits the buzzer and it's like blazing loud. I was so worried this guy was going to cut up the inside of his stomach.
He should have done it earlier, I think.
I thought it was weird. It was very, like, I couldn't watch, but it was super cool at the same time. Like, that's a special kind of talent to be able to, like, what did he have, like, a nail and, like, a bolt to, like, swallow it and then, like, say, should I cough it, like, should I have it in the middle or blah, blah, blah. And then, like, whatever he was doing with his stomach, he, like, built it up to where he coughed it up and it was actually, like, how do you get that to flip in your stomach and get, like, that's it was true. Just really... Like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, you're so good. I just want to say I really want to see a doctor's commentary on that, because even if he's not directly hurting himself, that can't be good for you.
Yeah, it can be. And then just how he, like, cut the tomato in half.
Yeah.
How do you do, like, I don't know.
It's impressive, but are you going to pay money for it?
No. I wouldn't pay money for it.
I don't want to support that kind of behavior. I feel like that's enabling him to do something stupid.
I mean, I admire the body control. Like, it's kind of like a dancer. Like, they're just aware of every part of their body. I wouldn't pay for it. Clearly, Heidi would, because she was such a fan.
Heidi went crazy, and I was so confused.
Yeah. She's such, like, a classy woman. It doesn't really make a lot of sense, because this guy's literally regurgitating things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does he practice that? Like, apparently he said that he discovered his talent when he was in, like, a children's home or something like that. And he had to, like, I think he said hide his coins and things. But I don't know. I just thought that was really weird and it was very dangerous. And I was at ease when I found out he was not making it to the next round, because I don't think my stomach, my eyes, anything could take seeing what he will do next. Like, it would just get worse as he continues on.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those moments where you're just like, I'm just going to take my break now. I'll come back in 2 minutes.
I would have been with Simon, like, that's enough. Get him off the stage.
He needs to pick up a new hobby. I'm sure if you have that kind of control over your body, like you said, he can figure something else out. Just not that. Let's not try to kill ourselves.
It's true.
I just wonder how his, like, I don't know, is it digestive system? Or I just wonder how he's, I don't know. But yeah, that was a very amazing act. But let's go ahead and get into our special segment, Golden Buzzer Picks.
Woo! I'm so excited to talk about this.
Okay, well, first of all, we established that Kichi was the Golden Buzzer pick for this episode. Who else would you guys have thought and got the perfect pick for that?
I feel like this is the first week I was actually happy with who they chose. I really like Kichi. I really liked Brian. I don't know, maybe Kenichi?
Yeah, I think outside of... I thought she did an amazing job, and I think she earned the Golden Buzzer. But I think Kenichi, I really wanted to see more from him, and I'm sad that he didn't move on. So that would have been, other than her, I think that would have been my Golden Buzzer pick, too.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Tyra?
Same. I really enjoyed his act. I don't know. I just felt like this episode was kind of like, ugh. He was the one who, I mean, of course, Brian definitely stood out. Kichi did also. But, I think he would have been my pick if there was another option. But let's go ahead and get into, like, the top three people. So we had Brian Justin Crumb, we had Paul Zierden, and then they actually tied for the third top three finalists, and it was Tape Face and Drew Lynch. How did you guys feel about that combo? How did tape face make it to the top three?
I mean, Brian and Paul made sense to me. The last two were just throwaways.
Yeah, I think we were all equally confused. Drew Lynch was great, but I think Kenichi should have gone further. Like, I want us to bring him back. Like, if we could just do, like, the fan award, just give it to Kenichi. Mm-hmm. Like, I was, other than Brian, I actually wasn't, I mean, Paul. Mm-hmm. We'll take Paul, but, yeah, I wasn't impressed with it otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. I was just super confused by Tape Face, period.
Like, yeah.
I just didn't get it. I mean, I guess Drew, maybe I kind of understood. But, yeah, I didn't understand Tape Face. And it was sucked because, like, after they picked the top three, they were like, okay, who got third place? And it was them. So they were just back off the fly. And then our lovely Brian Justin Crumb won. Yeah. So, I mean,
I was so excited.
That was amazing. Yeah, but overall, like, I think this was a good episode. How about you guys?
Yeah, I've seen better, but I feel like the musicians, the singers really brought it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm excited to get to the end and actually see these singers kind of, you know, duke it out. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a solid competition.
Yeah, for sure. But do we have any news or anything going, Megan?
Yeah, so we do have a little bit of news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So a lot of people are really confused about how the voting works on this show. Because mm-hmm. if you didn't know, these shows are all pre-taped. You can't actually vote from home. The voting is done by super fans. Why am I not one? I don't know.
Why are we not one?
I don't know. But the execs from America's Got Talent did talk to Good Housekeeping. They said they were pre-chosen and they were all able to watch the show live, kind of from a controlled environment. Mm-hmm. So I assume another room in the studio or something along those lines. And then they cast their vote on devices and then the votes were tallied. But the good news is wild cards are a thing in America's Got Talent Champions, which means any of the judges can bring back any of their favorites all the way back to episode one who were kicked off.
Oh, wow. That's a game changer.
I'm excited. I hope they bring back the magician who made Heidi Klum flow.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And Kenichi.
He would be a good pick, too. Is there anyone else you want them to bring back?
I don't know. I think so far it's been pretty fair. I take that back. They should bring back season one winner. Bianca, I think was her name. I thought she so deserved to make it to the finals. I would love to see her come back and kill it. Like, she's OG America's Got Talent. She needs to be here.
Yeah. I think ultimately there are a lot of people they should bring back. It's just about numbers.
Yeah.
Everyone can't win. Mm-hmm. But they've all already been finalists and winners and mm-hmm. had successful careers. They're all making money and doing their lives thriving. I'm not really upset for any of them.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing you can take away from the show is, you know what, at the end of the day, they're all doing really well. So kudos to all of them.
For sure. Well, I think that's our show. How do you guys feel about it?
I hope we get some more variety next week. Yeah. That's my hope. I'd love to see some more Danger Acts. I think by the looks of the preview, they're going to be bringing those back. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping it'll be fun. I hope no one dies.
Yeah. We need some more because this one was, I mean, it was a good episode, but it was also kind of like, it took me a little while to really get into it.
Yeah, this definitely was kind of a lull, but I'm excited to see what happens next week, and maybe we'll finally have everyone bring it to AGT Champions, be the champions they are.
So. Yeah,
for sure. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in. You guys want to go ahead and let the fans know where they can find you?
Yes. Y'all can find me at MeganLynnTV on Instagram and Twitter. Come tell me who your golden buzzer pick would be.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at LoveAlwaysPrincess. And you can just look me up at Princess Carol on Facebook.
And, of course, guys, you can follow me on all social media platforms at _TyraPrude. Again, we enjoyed having you guys today. And we'll see you next week.
Our founders, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.